So good evening and welcome to the Cycling Matters Podcast, your weekly dose of discussions about our love for bike. Yay! So this podcast is brought to you in cooperation with Ciclo. Hello, I'm Karen.
I'm Mika.
And I'm Marielle.
And we'll introduce you and let you know more about them later in the episode. So it's been a while since we had an episode on Women Matters. And for those who are new to our podcast, Women Matters is a series we have within the Cycling Matters podcast that discusses issues and experiences women go through cycling in the Philippines. So we'll be tackling points reminiscent of our very first Women Matters episode, but in a new light, given that more women are biking now due to the circumstances we have, and in light of the recent catcalling issues and the like. But before everything else, do subscribe to the Cycling Matters podcast on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and other podcast platforms. We release new episodes every week. Just search Cycling Matters, tap subscribe or follow, and enjoy the discussion. So just before we delve into the discussion of Women Matters, let's see a few things that we might have missed out. So last Saturday, Cycling Matters was invited to a webinar with the Eagle Scouts Association of Valenzuela. So this is a seminar that Jan and I were invited to. So we talked about car centrism, the transport crisis, imagining cities with bicycles and multimodal transportation, as well as the practicality of bike commuting and things to know in order to be safe and prepared. And it was really fun, actually. Like, they were very receptive and enthusiastic. So that was a lot of fun. I was pretty surprised. And last Wednesday, there was a House hearing on Metro Manila development. So during the hearing, the Department of Transport showed videos of from transport planners and cyclists explaining why EDSA should have a cycling corridor. And thanks to Mr. Rob C. Jr. and DOTR Assistant Secretary Goddess Hope Miran, we were able to share our thoughts on the matter. The video is currently featured on DOTR's Facebook page, and we'll probably share it like sometime this week on our page. So third, there's a road sharing exercise, and the PhilStar reported on the road sharing exercise organized by Bikers United Marshals with the support of the MMDA. So this represents a change in tone for the MMDA, which, because, you know, last June 3, they were threatening to fine members of the Bikers United Marshals for putting up unsanctioned pop-up bike lanes. And the MMDA clarified that the earlier incident was a misunderstanding. So, and also, we'd like to give kudos to PhilStar for coming up with a cool title for the article on the matter, at how MMDA backpedals on pop-up bicycle lanes. So, and lastly for now, Mayor Isko wrote an opinion piece, Why I'm Half-Hearted About Setting Up Bike Lanes in Manila, in which he highlights his reasons for thinking that we're not ready for bike transport. You can read this article in the Manila Bulletin, and you can also read our response on the Cycling Matters website. So without further ado, let's get into the discussion. So I think you're curious as to who exactly these guests we have, like friends of Cycling Matters, the lovely women with me. So this is Marielle Guevara and Mika Ferrer. They're women. Women friends of Cycling Matters. But I think I'll leave it to them to introduce themselves. So I guess let's start with Mika.
Okay. Hello. Hi, everyone. I'm Mika. I work in a government agency as an economist. And me into cycling was actually just pure frustration on how much. Because I have a 9-to-5 job that turns into a 5-to-8 job just because of traffic. Yeah. So parang that life's not for me. So and then I'm surrounded by people who bike. Like my coach bikes a lot. My boyfriend bikes. So parang kung kaya nila, and they encouraged me also. I was like, siguro safe naman siya kasi in-encourage nila ako, sinusupport nila ako to do it.
If I may ask, a coach in where exactly?
In Muay Thai.
Oh, cool.
He also bikes from his house to Ateneo sometimes, and he brings his gear with him. So parang wala akong excuse na magsabi na mahirap mag-bike. Wala naman akong dala. Eh, siya may dalang equipment. Pa. Yeah. That's me.
Okay. And then next, Marielle. Oh, well, I was wrong. I thought Marielle Guevara. Marielle Guevara Belmonte.
Hi, I'm Marielle. I'm a first-year pathology resident in Makati Medical Center. And I've been biking for quite some time now, but I only recently started bike commuting by myself during the ECQ. Mainly out of necessity because of the lockdown. Syempre, I had to get to work. And since only frontliners are allowed to travel, I had to learn how to commute on my own. So yun. Pero prior to that, before the ECQ, I'd bike around the city already. Pero I'd only bike if Jan accompanied me. because I wasn't really confident din kasi with my bike skills. And I'm bad at directions. So yun. Tapos yun. I wasn't generally confident on the road. So yeah. Tapos, prior kasi to meeting Jan, I would bike for leisure lang. Like, just around the village. Tapos, it was actually Jan who opened up the possibility of bike commuting for me. Kasi when we were still dating, he would, like, bike commute from Quezon City to Cavite. I live in Cavite kasi. Tapos, ayun, balikan siya. Tapos, parang na-amaze lang ako kasi possible pala yun. Like, it never even occurred to me na pwede pala mag-commute by bike. Like, hindi siya sumagip sa isip ko. So, yun. So, na-amaze ako. Tapos naisip ko, if Jan can do it, then maybe I can also do it. So, yun. Yun, how hard can it be, right? So, yun. That's how I started.
And that's a way that you know that Jan loves you. Like, Imagine, to Cavite, how many kilometers is that? Parang 30.
Yeah,
parang ganun, like, wow. Like, yeah, I remember those days. I was like, yes, like, loves Marielle. And for context, they're married. They just got married in June. So, yay. So, sorry, going back on track. So, just to give a context to our listeners, what kind of bike do you guys use? Maybe we go first.
Okay. For me, I have two bikes. One's a gravel bike and one's a minivelo. But most of my commute is done by minivelo kasi mas madali siyang isikat and ipark. And ipasok sa kotse just in case sobrang lakas na ulan or I can't bike home for some reason. Yeah.
Ako naman, I got a hand-me-down bike. It used to be Jan's, yung Ridley Phoenix. Yeah. Tapos yun yung gamit ko. Yeah, tapos I also recently got a Specialized Diverge na gravel.
Yeah! I saw, like, it's so nice. And you'll be using that for your commutes?
Yeah, mostly commute and errands.
Cool. Super duper cool. And rather, what routes do you guys usually take? Like, I mean, even like before ECQ or when you were regularly bike commuting?
Pika.
I live in Cayentay and then I work in Ortigas. So there's two major like routes you can choose. One is like the back loop, which goes in, I don't know if you're familiar with the floodway area ng Pasig. So from Cayentay, you go likod ng Hunter ROTC, nilabas mo floodway. And then pasikot-sikot, you go inside the village na sinara nila for cars. So naging mas convenient. Well, sarado talaga siya for outside motorists ngayon. But they've let bikes in, so that's nice. So, I can still use it with less cars. So, that's where I pass and when I come out sa 959. vibe ng Ortigas na yun. And then going home, I use Ortigas Avenue extension. So that's just like 1.7 kilometer straight line to my house. But then at the expense of sobrang daming kotse and sobrang daming puso. But then it's the faster way than the back trail. So I choose that going home and then going to the office para less hagar. Dun ka sa mas easy.
Yeah,
easy and slower route. Yeah.
And how about you, Maria?
I come from Mandaluyong kasi tapos dadaan ko from Pioneer tapos I think dadaan siyang poblasyon. I'm not really familiar. I'm not really sure kasi I rely on landmarks. So it's really just one straight path.
That's completely fine. That's it.
So, poblasyon and then ang tagos na nun is Makati or Ayala. Yeah, basta
yeah, parang I can envision that. Oh my god, I can also envision it kasi I'm also from Makati kasi so na imagine ko yun ni siya. And then ayun Makati med na diba.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nagagets ko yun as in I'm like I know where to go, but I don't really know exactly what the streets are. Or minsan, yung sa akin minsan, parang I just feel my way around. And then minsan nawawala ako. And then that's when I bring up Google Maps. Because like, there's some people, I think, who are, they're like, no, I have to go, I have to know exactly what my route is. Parang ako, I'm just like, oh, basta, like, this is where I go.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you ever get to aside from like bike commuting to work, like when you're doing errands, like do you have to be specific with your route, or sometimes do you like divert or parang just feel for it, like out of curiosity lang?
Ako, I go to my route kasi parang na-memorize ko na din kung saan yung mga blind spots or prone to accident spots. So parang I like sticking to those two routes that I know. Pero apparently, you know, I recently talked to someone na lives in my area also. Tapos, ang dami niya palang alternate routes kasi parang ang tagal na niya nag-commute. So, na-bore na siya sa usual. Napo-bore ka pala sa usual. Pero wala pa sa point na yun. So, doon muna ako sa safe.
Okay, that's
yeah.
Well, ako naman, I only started by commuting lang din nung ECQ. So, parang I can't afford to like change my route. Kasi mga ayaw rin mawala. So, stick pa rin ako dun sa isang mahabang diretso na tinulong dyan.
and you know, speaking of safety, I guess like, what really spurred the whole, what spurred this, you know, this episode to, you know, come to fruition was the whole catcalling incident. I'm sure you guys heard about it. I think it started with si Aloysa Regalisa. She's a road cyclist, and she shared her catcalling experience on the road, and that spurred like a whole discussion. Like, and some of it wasn't even related to like, parang she's being blamed. Like, oh, bakit hindi ka naka-helmet? Parang other things, and then it also spurred to women sharing their experiences. Personally, I shared my experience on Facebook about catcalling, and also led to admins of bike groups condemning catcalling.
Yeah,
and like, what did you guys think about it?
For me personally, it's frustrating because it's been happening. I mean, by now you think na men know better. Kasi because of like, di ba, yung Me Too movement, tapos recently din yung kay, sino ba? Si Frappy. Yeah, si Eloisa. Tsaka yung kay Frappy Pangalinan with the rape culture thing. Tapos, every time a new incident pops up. Parang back to zero na naman. Tapos men would resort to men calling. Ay, men calling. Cat calling, sorry. This is parang, ano, wala lang. It's a disappointing na it's always the women who bears the responsibility to educate men.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Parang nakaka, like, parang, it's in the opposite ends of the spectrum. Parang at one aspect, nakaka-empower siya sa women kasi you're able to do things na unconventional or parang, hindi naman siya unconventional dapat, pero parang hindi uso at least dito sa Pilipinas na ginagawa to ng mga babae kasi nga seems as dangerous. But then at the other end, dahil nga it's seen as something dangerous, parang feeling siguro ng mga lalaki na obliged sila pagsabihan kami to do things in a certain way. Para lang, I don't know, parang uncomfortable ba kaya na mag-share ko ka ng road. I don't know where it's coming from to the other side. I don't see them, for example, reprimanding men by commuting on what they wear or hindi sila naka-helmet or na masikip yung leggings na kasi lahat naman ng leggings masikip. So parang, I don't understand where they're coming from. And women are just trying to emphasize na we're just you know, doing what everyone else is doing. So bakit na kami kailangan ilagay like on a separate category of what should be. Parang ganun. Annoying.
Yeah, I really like feel the spectrum talaga. Like, I remember. I mean, because personally, like, I really find it, you know, empowering and exciting as a woman. Like, I don't know. I feel like personally, I feel like cycling is like, parang medyo epitome of parang freedom in a way. Parang you're not, parang hindi kailangan ihatid boyfriend. Although, I mean, sometimes like your partner's with you, whatever. But then you can also, you're also free to go on your own. And personally, like, I personally find it empowering, like, when I pass cars in traffic na, lalo naman they honk at you and then parang they're so impatient and then, like, they get stuck in traffic naman. But on the other hand, like, I understand, like, there's really, like, the fear talaga, like, when you're cycling of being harassed or by, at the very least being looked down on.
Mm-hmm.
I think the worst of my experience was really just the catcalling and I guess I was lucky enough na parang medyo annoying lang siya. It didn't really like stop me.
Mm-hmm.
I think for the most part, I just don't realize that I'm being catcalled at. Hindi ko naririnig when, ayun lang. So I guess we can also talk about it. Because we also asked our listeners and our audience for Cycling Matters about like what's it like for them as female cyclists as well, and maybe like we can like take a look at some of the comments and like several of them mentioned catcalling actually, like Solidarity Sarnia said na you get whistles and catcalled no matter like ano suot mo pala na met habang nagbabay.
Yeah.
Like, even though like you're super wrapped up, like yeah. And then see, Koy, I hope I pronounced it right. Koy Castillo also mentioned being catcalled and being bullied. It's bad enough for the smallest vehicle in the road. Much worse when the quote-unquote macho stick dominance over what they think is the weaker gender. Something like what Nico said. So, actually, there are several comments like about like catcalling. As in, for example, si Maria Nadine Julian said it's hard like being called off. Minsan mag-overtake tapos kakausapin ka, nakaka-distract. Like, some drivers give way, which and she appreciates that. So, I think like just the number of like catcalling. Mm-hmm. It's just both to show like just how much of a common experience it is for women.
Yeah. And I also think that because of that, there's a constant feeling of vulnerability and just being exposed constantly. And I think it's also due to the fact that the Philippines is a patriarchal society.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why gender biases and gender gaps are still rampant.
Yeah.
And women are still seen as, well, are still parang required to be manhinhin, ganyan, or bawal mainitan, bawal.
Yeah. Or parang bawal maging itim, parang ito, or for listeners who just turned on the light for Maria. So on the note of like vulnerability, like being a cyclist alone, diba, you're already pretty vulnerable on the road. As in,
exactly.
You don't have a metal box protecting you. And by most of the time, like unless like it's an e-bike, I guess, like where it's not motorized, and even e-bikes like pedal assist most of the time, diba? So and you're already so vulnerable, diba, on the road, and then you have that dimension pa of being vulnerable as a woman.
Yeah.
So
double, right? It also feels like they're kind of watching you or waiting for you to make a mistake just to prove their point.
Oh,
parang,
yeah.
Parang, if they see one incident, that's what they're gonna highlight. Na parang, ah, kasi itong babaeng to mabagal, or ah, kasi itong babaeng to nakamasikip na damit. Kaya, lahat na lang babae kailangan hindi magmasikip na damit. Hindi kailangan lahat ng babae nakadamit. Ganun. Parang, it's so easy for them to just categorize us into a certain characteristic that has to fit what makes them feel comfortable, I guess, or what is typical for a woman, but when it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so I was like, I'm going through the comments, and then yeah, because women are harassed a lot, and I think you mentioned like unequal treatment of like women and men. So Monts Santa Cruz was saying, she was sharing an experience of, I'll just share it. I'm currently in Malolos, Bulacan during the quarantine. One specific incident I can share is when I bike a bit longer than usual along MacArthur Highway. I had more vehicles honking at me, not quite sure what for. Then a group of male bikers just a few meters ahead biking at the exact same pace in the exact same steady manner and the exact same lane as I was. So so she wasn't sure why she was being honked at. So parang unequal treatment, diba?
Yeah. Actually, that also happened to me during during the first time I bike commuted pa. So medyo traumatizing siya. Kasi I was riding along Makati Ave.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, I was riding in a comfortable pace naman. Tapos, I could see in my periphery na there was a car slowing down. And trying to get closer to me, slowing down. Tapos, hanggang niroll na niya yung window. Tapos, sinigawan na ako na, why are you riding here? Parang, you're not even supposed to be here. Parang ganun.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh my God!
That's the first time, it's very discouraging pa, and
yeah,
it just shows how hostile the environment is for cyclists in general. And I don't know, ang dami ring motorists na very entitled. So yun, parang nakaka disturb din and very unsettling. But it's not like I allowed it to affect me. I mean, I'm still biking.
Yeah. I mean, benefits of cycling still outweigh. But for that motorist to have really like and really like rolled down the window just to say something like that. I mean, the time that happened to me, buto na lang ito sa positive thing na parang he was saying like wow, ma'am, like galing mo, like parang kasi it was up Marcos Highway, so that one was encouraging for me. But and then that was one of your first commutes, no?
Yeah, the first time.
I can imagine how traumatizing that is. So, let's see what else we have from our comments. But on the note of cycling being empowering, we can look at some of the comments. Olana Nazareno shares that it's empowering in a male-dominated sport, being one of the few women cyclists in our area. I hope my presence inspires more women to join me. I really want to see more women cyclists out there. The tan lines and the big legs are worth it, and the right people will appreciate them. Yeah. And I think it's interesting, presence of female cyclists also inspires other people to join. I mean, we all have a common friend since years. Hello, I hope you're still listening, Chi. She's very well known herself as someone who bikes, and I know that she's really influenced a lot of her friends to bike. So it's pretty nice like seeing women empower other women. But how about you guys? Did one of your friends ask about cycling?
For me, it's my male friends, so it's more important. It's really nice even just to hear them or message, parang receive messages from them asking, parang, saan maganda kumuha ng bike, saan magandang route. Like, at least, parang, nagplant na tayo ng seed sa utak nila na kaya siya. So, the fact that they're now asking questions is already like a small sign that it's in their radar to try bike commuting. So, katama na tayong allies. So okay siya. Kasi parang, and I guess also when I see like, sadly, nabibilang ko pa sa kamay ko kasi ilang times ako nakasabay ng bike commuter na babae. Pero every time I see them, parang I get trapped. Like extra, like nadadagdagan siguro ako ng mga 10 watts of happiness. Kasi parang it's very rare to see someone parang as in parang moves like me na parang kasi parang after half a year of bike commuting lang ako actually parang nag-metro pas palaban when I bike, like I don't purposefully put myself sa gilid lang kahit naman lang sa gilid lang, parang kaya ko nang mag-peg a little bit or parang unahan yung kotse pag naka-colored siya, gano'n. Parang kaya ko na ito. And when I see another woman do the exact same thing I'm doing, parang yes, isa pang not marginalized at not kind man na nasa street na hindi na support. Parang it makes me happy na I see the other women are where I am, like mentally, instead of my community. Kasi I know it's hard, like it's a build-up. Like, it's not na first day mo bike commuting, matapang ka na, magaling ka na, hindi ka na mag-accident mo. But it's not, that's not gonna happen. Like, I think it happens to males also. They also get, like, a hard time when it's starting to bike commuting. And it's not our fault. It's the fault of the lack of infrastructure.
Yes.
So, it's not, like, your fault na gusto mo kasi mag-bike commute, kaya ka nang hirapan. Don't ever blame yourself.
Actually, we have a question from one of our live listeners, SJ Martin. Did you girls start biking to work agad? Kaagad? Si GF kasi pinag-iisipan at nagpa-practice pa. Nagkataon pa lang siya confident. Hindi pa niya din kaya itaas yung saddle sa tamang height kasi scared siya. So, maybe you guys can, like, you guys start biking to work kaagad?
Well, ako, hindi. Kasi nung ECQ lang talaga yung start. Like, out of necessity nga siya. I had to get to work. But yeah, it took a while to get acquainted with my bike. And I mean, like, I had to ride around the city just to be more comfortable with my bike. And yun, parang it took me rin, I think, a year, like, just going around before I decided na I'll bike commute to work.
Right.
Frustration talaga siya. Kasi diba pag nag-commute ka, unpredictable yung, like, the very first thing na unpredictable yung kailan ka makakapasok sa SX or kailan ka makakakuha ng seat or kailan ka makakapasok. Like, yun pala, like, getting into the vehicle is a really a question mark. So, parang nakakadagdag siya sa anxiety and an already hard work day. So, parang, when I transition to biking, parang hawak ko na oras ko, parang, okay, mag-overtime ako ng 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, it won't matter kasi I'll still get home at the same time, approximately the same time. Whereas before, pag nag-commute ako, parang, pag di ako lumabas ng office at exactly 5:30, wala na akong masasakyan na FX hanggang 8:30. Parang ganun siya. Pero yung extreme ng commuting sa Pilipinas. So, I think, like, if you're if the girlfriend really wants to try it, I think it's good to, like, be enthusiastic with her. Parang ako kasi sinuportahan ako, like, sinamahan ako ni Raph mag-bike nung first time ko try yung bike ko. And then, from there, parang tinuturuan na niya ako na ganito mag-signal ka, ikaw ma-online, ano, parang i-introduce mo na sila gently. Like, if you have a person who is just like commute, more likely than not, sobrang excited din yan natulungan ka mag-commute. So, just, yeah, encourage mo lang sila and then they'll find what makes, like, commuting such a good choice for themselves now.
Yeah. For context, I'm not sure if he mentioned it, but Rafi is Sita's boyfriend. So FJ, just be enthusiastic now. but yeah, I agree na, you know, it can take some time. Like, I mean, personally, I think it took me between 6 months to a year to be comfortable with my commuting. So it really just depends on, like any person's pace. So, but definitely, like, enthusiasm and also, like, friends, like, or a partner who knows how to bike commute really helps a lot. Like, kaya, like, the social aspect of cycling is really helpful. So more on the empowering end of cycling, let's read more of the comments. So Tina Araneta says, it goes both ways. On one hand, it feels empowering. If you're able to get from point A to point B on 2 wheels as a woman, you feel a sense of accomplishment and pride as a quote-unquote minority. On the other hand, it's challenging. Not only do you feel respected on the road, but sometimes drivers will really test you. There have been many times when a car would purposely swing towards me, giving me an inch of space between its window and my handlebar on one side, and on the other, an inch of space between my tire and the gutter. I relate to that. That happens. Like, it happens talaga. As in, like, you really wonder, like, parang sinasadya niya ba to?
Like,
no worries. And another by Jay and Jaden. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Yes, it's empowering and at the same time liberating, but getting catcalled immediately replaces the feeling of disappointment. Yeah. I mean, it's like you're having such a good time riding and then.
Yeah.
Pagbigyan na lang, like, may nagbiwiso sa iyo. Yeah.
Mood killer.
Yeah. Super mood killer. And then Sanrio Austria says, all good for me as long as I follow traffic regulations and show confidence to carry myself as a biker, regardless of my gender. No one is bugging or harassing me. I'm also proactive sometimes in greeting other fellow bikers along my way by using my horn or saying good morning, and I get the positive response. Yeah, you should. I mean, I usually wave or acknowledge cyclists, and it's really nice. Like,
yeah.
All right, so I guess we can go on for now to our second segment where we'll talk about, like, certain points that involved in women's experience in cycling. So the first point I want to discuss is clothes and cycling. Because, I don't know, admittedly, it's just such a big issue. It's always something that's pointed out, particularly with women.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you guys think about, like what's the deal with, like how come clothes, like what women wear particularly, is such a huge issue?
Probably yung sinabi nga ni Mariel, and which is prominent na patriarchal din kasi. So parang I feel like they want to say na there are proper clothes. Parang parang high school, yung mga bawal, more than 2 inches below the knee dapat yung skirt. Mga ganong, that may mga ganong standards nga na imposed sa brains natin, I guess, growing up na women shouldn't show too much legs, women shouldn't show too much arm, women shouldn't show too much chest. Parang kailangan like may certain limit kami na kailangan ma-meet para maging comfortable sila without them realizing na paano kung hindi kami comfortable dun. Parang ang init, tapos kailangan ko mag rash guard para lang hindi ako makakatol. Parang hindi naman ganun. Like I saw in the comments na regardless of what they wear, still get tackled, and that's true. Like, if they just see that you're in a ponytail and you're a woman, so it won't matter. As long as you're comfortable, I feel like just wear it.
Right.
If you're comfortable,
I agree with Ika din naman. Like, ako, I just wear anything that I'm comfortable with. Like, and also consider the weather din, syempre.
Yeah.
Pero, I don't have anything, walang specific attire that I adhere to. Unless, siguro, if I need to, like, go on a long ride na, na, yun, that's the only time I'll wear, like, a cycling kit, I guess. Pero most of the time, I just wear casual clothes.
Right.
Like, I wear flats or, like, shorts, like, T-shirts, yeah. Kasi, yeah, like what Nika nga said, like, women should be respected, period, regardless of what they wear. It's not about what they wear.
Yeah. I mean, but, yeah, and the thing is, because usually, like, women are, like, attacked for, like, oh, like, bakit naka-tight fit? Makatang-tight ng mga clothes yun. But in the realm of cycling, like actually wearing tight-fitting clothing does have benefits, like in terms of like, I mean, the concept of aero, diba? Like, so,
yeah.
I mean, less like wind rushing through. So, diba? Like, so what's the issue with like with tight-fitting clothing, diba? So, and really, it's really about like what wearing, like what's comfortable for you. And I don't know, like I really don't get like why people have to like comment on that. Like, suddenly, I mean, when men wear like tight fitting clothing, like, it's not as often that they get like,
yeah,
oh, they bucket like super tight. So, ayun. But I just want to say that like when I'm cycling, like personally, like I like stuff from Uniqlo, like you. Like not sponsored, but we could be in the future. I hope Uniqlo, if you're listening. Yeah, my personal favorite outfit is wearing easy shorts. They're actually for men, but I like because they have deep pockets. But apparently, like I found out recently that they have a version, I think, for women.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like Jan was telling me that like Marielle has a version, parang easy shorts but for women. So. And it looks nice. So, wala, deep pockets are very important for me. Yeah. Yeah, so. Oh. Yes. Karen is also. Hello, Karen. Hi. So, she on clothes. She's like, regarding clothes, I agree. Wear what you're comfortable in, definitely. But interesting to note that Karen Crisosomo actually like sometimes rides in a dress. Like I remember seeing a photo of her like in a parang terno ata, tapos naka-heels pa siya riding. So that's pretty cool. the Amabel Garnett test. It's not the clothes that bothers me, but the motorist who doesn't have consideration for bikers. Right? So, the Ken Henriquez says, kung saan ka komportable, mas okay. That's right. Yeah. Okay, so, I think we can move on to another discussion point. I'm part of a group on Trump Pang Women Bikers. Wait, I know I invited Nika to it, but yeah. Marielle, are you part of it? I'll invite Nika. Sorry about that. Trump Pang Women Bikers, we actually featured them in one of our previous episodes in the podcast. I think it was episode 11, if I'm not mistaken. They're a women-only cycling group. Yeah, they're really friendly. Like they also provide like a safe space for like women cyclists. And Ms. Val, like the other person we talked to, our guest on the podcast, she was saying that like, there are a lot of newbie women bike commuters now given the community quarantine. Like she was saying that since the quarantine started, they had 700 new members. It's such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
So I guess I think we can maybe discuss like tips for like women bike commuters who are new at it. I mean, like maybe just like what's worked for us. So what tips do you guys have for those who are new to bike commuting, especially as women?
Like I said kanina, you should get well acquainted with your bike. So, it's better kung naka-fit yung bike sa'yo. So, yun yung naging problem ko. Like, since I got a hand-me-down bike, I noticed na I get back pains, tapos my neck also hurt pag nag-bike. Tapos kala ko, syempre, parang part siya. Kasi I ride medyo malayo. Tapos, nung dinala ko sa bike sila, ata, nalaman ko na masyadong mahaba yung stem. So, really made a difference. Like, I felt the difference. So, yeah, I think it's good. It's better if you get well acquainted sa bike mo para you have like more control din sa bike. Yeah. And I guess it's also good if you study your route beforehand. Mm-hmm. Like mag-like sabak ng sabak kasi it's hard na rin like to get lost and plus mahirap na. And so yeah, it's better if you study your route beforehand. And also enjoy riding. Yeah, it's the number one thing. And yeah, riding is very emancipatory, so yeah, have fun but also still stay vigilant. So
yeah. Have fun but stay safe. How about you, Mika?
Like we've been saying a while ago, it's really good to start knowing your routes with a companion, I guess. Because if you have, like if you don't, it's okay. Like you can just study it on Google Maps. You know? But if you have a companion, it's better because they have experience on what to look out for, what not to do, how to do signals. Like signaling was very helpful for me because Dati ang dalas ko mabusinahan kasi hindi ako nag-signal na mag-move ako left or mag-move ako. Yeah. Kasi sumay ko pag dinala ko pinapadaan, sila na silang hindi tumigil. So parang it really helps like knowing what works for other bike commuters and then you can adapt it to your own. And I guess like a woman specific tip. True, I got this advice from Chi actually. Kasi parang tanong ko siya before kasi kinento sa ni Rafi pang hindi daw nag-underwear pagka guys dun sa bib shorts. Tapos parang ko, paano yun pag girl ka tapos may period ka? Parang you can't not wear underwear. Kasi diba uncomfortable? Tapos parang yun. Parang I guess try exploring also. Ako, I use the menstrual cup, you know, the time of the month. Kaya it's really helpful. Masala na if your office place also doesn't have like showers.
Right.
Kasi yung nakadiri pag naka-pads ka tapos nakang liliguan after your bike commute.
Yeah.
It's a real concern for me nung start. Kasi I really didn't have any idea how that goes. Kasi office ko, wala silang showers. Parang pag time of the month. Parang ayoko namang like hygiene first, like at this time. Sobrang important ng hygiene. And then, ano po ba? Don't get discouraged. In general, as a woman and as a bike commuter, like, ang daming haters, I guess. Haters. Parang ang daming magta-try to, like, comment or question your choices. But then, yun nga, may mga groups na, like, women-specific na, they're so encouraging, like, you can see them post like their outfit of their bike commute, but they can't post kunyari sa non same sex group kasi parang may iba na parang ma'am wag kang magaganyan, wag kang magaganto, pero sa women group parang yes go ganda sa mga nabili mga ganun. Parang try to find groups that really encourage you kasi it's really a good community, like the cycling community is really good, like a lot of people are really there to help you. Especially if you're a starter, and even if you're not just starting, like if matagal ka na, if you just want to try like new things, a lot of people are really going to help you. So don't get encouraged. Don't get discouraged, and find sources of encouragement. Because it gets frustrating sometimes, but it doesn't. And for me, it doesn't outweigh. It doesn't outweigh the good things that cycling brings.
Yeah.
So, as a pedestrian and as a woman.
Yes. And speaking of groups, Chisanir has actually commented, there's Tropa Women Bike that she mentioned earlier, and also Pinay Bike Commuter Community to anyone who wants to join Facebook groups for women cyclists. So for the women cyclists out there, do check those out. Yeah, so I guess personally for me, like tips for newbie bike news. I really agree with like what the both of you said. I think it's really important like just going at your own pace, not being pressured. For example, like wag mahiya, like if you really have to, you know, get off your bike and hindi mo kaya mag bike in a certain area, like it's okay to just walk your bike on the sidewalk. I mean, that's partly how I trained myself in, because I wasn't always with someone, rin kasi. But I also agree that having friends who cycle is pretty good. And if you don't have like immediate friends, like these groups are pretty great. Yeah. So, and I mean, we talked a lot about like what women can do, but I think Marielle was the one who mentioned this earlier, that like it can't always just be like the women. We'll keep adjusting. Like, I mean, that's something that's really like an issue talaga, like with women matters. I mean, it's of course like something that like in their power, like women can do things, but then it's really important for men to be a part of this conversation. So like I wanted to ask like you guys, like what do you think men can do to help women cyclists feel safer?
I saw in one of the comment sections, parang nag-direct dun sa post ata ni Eloisa, tapos parang nag-comment sila na, ano ba yan, parang nangangamusta lang or nag-hi lang, nakaharas na kaagad kayo, parang ganun. So parang gets naman, kasi sometimes they just really want like a conversation, ganun. So I guess tip for men, when in doubt, just don't say anything. Like, if hindi kayo sure kung ma-offend yung babae or something. Pero, like, the rule of thumb, if it's a gendered comment, like, babae ka, be unsafe, or if tungkol sa suot niya, just don't, like,
yeah.
Quiet ka nga. It's really, like, the rule of thumb, if it's a gendered comment, don't say it. Pero, kunyari, if it's like a bike, like, ko-compliment mo yung bike mo. Like, I got that. Like, super, like, to be fair, some men bike commuters, the harassment in, like, my experience in harassment, it doesn't come from them. It really comes from, like, drivers ng trucks, kotse, it's not the cyclists themselves. So I think the cycling community naman is, like, a little more educated when it comes to those comments. But for the others that aren't that familiar, yun, pag gendered comments, just don't say anything. And then, like, if it's like a question about where they live, yung mga ganun na parang medyo creepy siya, huwag niya na lang. Like, just don't say those things. Like, but if it's like a comment on their bike, on like their, ano ba mga nakuha ko, like, may isa parang nagsabi na, wow, ate, ang bilis mo sa uphill, ganun-ganun. Parang, thanks. For you to compliment that isn't parang pertaining to me being a woman, then it's fine. So anything na gendered na comment, just don't say it because it's really hard. And may isa din ako nakita na parang nag-comment siya na if you're not, they weren't sure if parang tinitail yung women biker nung isang motor or if mabagal lang talaga yung biker. So parang hindi niya alam kung lalapitan doon niya yung girl para to check if nakaharas ba siya nung motor or if ano. I think pagka ganun yung situation, if you think, if like may indication or may kutob kayo na nakaharas yung girl, lapitan nyo, like just parang check lang, are you okay? Parang ganun. And then, if sinabi niya okay lang, then just go on with your life and bike ka lang, ganun. Pero if ganun, kasi you never know din kasi what harassment looks like. So if like may kutob kayo na nangyayari na siya, it's also good to like check up on your women cyclists. Pagka ganun, pagka may kutob, like if obvious na, ganun. Just protect them also.
I guess continue the discourse lang that then, like among men, like men who know better now should like talk to their fellow men. Continue the discourse so like so that everyone is more informed and more knowledgeable. Kasi yun naman din yung problem is not everyone is informed and yeah.
And admittedly, sometimes guys prefer to listen to other guys.
Yeah.
You know, or they might be more resentful. Like, bro and bro. I don't know. Yeah. And I mean, what like in general, like what can be done in general to make women feel safe?
I feel like it's not a woman thing.
Yeah.
Making us safer. I feel like overhaul na din on our roads,
right.
Our road spaces. Parang if kunyari may segregated lane from it, then most likely than not you will be in the same lane as bikers who already know the etiquette.
Right.
So parang we won't have to worry about what we're wearing or how fast or how slow we are. Kasi pag cyclist, pag like season or like been bike commuting for a while, alam na din naman nila yung proper signal, ganun. So I think it's really like having proper infrastructure is a big part in helping women feel safer din. Like it's not a gender thing anymore. It's just not gender and safety na talaga.
I mean, in general, like, if, because, I mean, women are one of the people who are vulnerable on the road. Like, if you can make roads safe for the most vulnerable people, women, elderly, and children, I mean, it's safe for everyone.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just, I guess, just, like, as an end, you know, because, I mean, we did talk about some, you know, like, a lot of issues women face, like, catcalling, like, lack of safety on the roads. But, you know, despite all of this negativeness, just to end, like, why do you guys keep riding? Like, why do you choose the bike?
ako, it was very transformative for me. Well, it taught me to trust myself more, I think. And I gained confidence because of biking. Like, diba, when you bike, you need to assert yourself in the road.
Right,
so,
yeah.
The first thing you need to learn. And yeah, I had to learn that. Because I'm a quiet and very timid girl. So I had a hard time dealing with that. But yeah, if I wanted to bike, I had to learn that. And yeah, it really has done more good than bad for me. So yeah, I don't think I want to quit. And I'm not planning to quit.
Wait, so out of curiosity, because you mentioned na like being quiet and timid. Because right, like as a way to like call attention to yourself, like usually like you're like people say like bike. Is it an issue for you like when you're trying to call attention to other people?
Because parang naiilang ako to like shout bike.
It's also an issue for me actually. As in my teammate, like our teammates make fun of me for it. Like exactly matters. They all make fun. They make fun of me for it. As in, because to me, like I'm already loud. As in, I feel loud already. But apparently, like when they're with me, they're like I didn't hear. Parang, it's like what? I don't know. That's also an issue.
Parang self-conscious. I'm really self-conscious, I think. So, yeah, that plays a part.
Yeah. But I think, siguro baka, like, it's sometimes, it could be, because at least for me, I think it just comes, as in, like, like the situation has to arise. Right? Like sometimes, like it's usually happening. It usually happens when I'm alone. Eh? So I don't know. Like I just want to say it to Brian and John and King that I assert myself on the road. Okay. Yeah. Mika, how about you? Like why do you keep riding up despite like negative stuff?
Yun din. Parang I feel like the hardest part of starting to bike commute is starting to bike commute. Like that's the hardest part lang. Like just getting into the general feel of it, the feel of your bike, the feel of the road, the feel of the environment of bike commuting. I feel like that's the hardest part. Like kinikwento ko kay Marielle kanina na like nung nagsustart pa lang ako, as in may mga siguro 3 times or 2 times na tinawagan ko sila kasi para umiyak kasi na-frustrate ako. Frustration. Basta it didn't stop me. Like, ito kayang mas nakaka-frustrate yung thought na once a week, mga 2 working days yung i-allocate ko just for traveling. Like, nag-ipon yung frustration doon versus sa bike commuting. So, parang, yun, the hardest part is really just starting and everything else will, like, all the effects, like the financial results you get from bike commuting, the environmental effects you have from the bike commuting, the confidence you get from bike commuting, it all like magpapatong-patong sa to make you stay. Like,
right.
Hindi siya, hindi nakaka discipline. Ano opposite ng persuade? Basta hindi siya nakaka
discipline.
Pero yun, hindi siya nakaka-dissuade mag-bike commute. Hindi nakaka-dissuade yung mga negative things, you know?
Right.
Parang it's a good thing on a good thing on a good thing always when you do bike commute. So I feel like if you just start it, then the worst part is over na.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, definitely agree with that. Because usually like a lot, like, negative feedback usually comes from people who haven't actually tried cycling.
Yeah.
Really, but I don't know. Like I think it's something to like at least try. I mean, Shepard, like what Mika said, like the hardest part is starting. Like, it can be scary at first, but you know it's really rewarding. And well, like, but the benefits really like outweigh like the cons. And hopefully, like you know, with all these issues that women face, if we can work together to, like, you know, remove all the issues. That's a really man-made thing, to that. So, yeah. So, thank you guys so much for taking the time to discuss. And thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much to everyone who contributed their answers, like in when we solicited for answers. You're able to read through everything, but you didn't get to talk about everything because there's not enough time, but we really appreciate it. So that ends our episode of Cycling Matters podcast. If you enjoyed it, do subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you can find podcasts. Our episodes are the next best thing to riding your bike on a mountain. Just search Cycling Matters on your favorite podcast platform while distressing. Put on some earphones and enjoy the discussion. You can catch more of Cycling Matters on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at cyclingmatters.ph. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next episode of the Cycling Matters podcast. Until then, stay safe and ride safely with you. Bye!
Bye!